This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, in our previous majlis, we had completed lesson number 8 from Durusul Lughat al-Arabiyya, from the Arabic language textbook that we are studying, and that is the syllabus of the Islamic University of Medina. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, and we've mentioned that the syllabus, book 1, book 2, and book 3, numerous students around the world have benefited from them, they've studied them, they've understood them, alhamdulillah, and they've been like a key to the understanding of the Arabic language. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to also grant us understanding. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to record our sitting, our learning, our studying in our scales of good deeds. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day when nobody's wealth and family will be able to help him except the one who comes to Allah with a qalb. What's a qalb? A qalb is the heart. Qalb, what type of qalb? Describe this type of heart that he comes with. Qalb Salim, mashaAllah. He comes with a sound heart on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amathallah. So, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we will now be moving on to lesson number 9, insha'Allah. Lesson number 9 is divided into two sections, Alif and Ba. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we will try to complete lesson number 9, Alif, insha'Allah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الدرس التاسع الدرس التاسع تسعة is 9. And so we've learned, walhamdulillah, أول ثاني ثالث أربعة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية, and now تسعة walhamdulillah. واحد اثنان ثلاث أربعة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية and تسعة, that's where we are. We are in the ninth lesson, walhamdulillah. من هذا الرجل؟ من هذا الرجل؟ Who is this man? من means who. من هذا الرجل؟ Who is this man? There's a question mark there. Remember, brothers and sisters, there's a difference between هذا رجل, this is a man. هذا رجل, this is a man. And هذا الرجل, this man. Major difference between both of them in meaning. This man, then you need to complete the sentence. You need to bring us some information. This man, what about him? This man is tall, this man is short, this man is blue, this man is black. But if you say, هَذَا رَجُلٌ, this is a man. There's no alif and lam. هَذَا رَجُلٌ, this is a man. Full stop. And هَذَا الرَّجُلُ with the alif and lam. هَذَا الرَّجُلُ, this man. MashaAllah. مَنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ, who is this man? هُوَ عَبَّاسٌ, he is Abbas. Remember, Abbas was the uncle of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in history. One of the famous Abbases was the uncle of the Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's father was Abdullah, and Abdullah had a brother by the name of Al-Abbas. And we all know the famous companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that young boy, Abdullah ibn Abbas. Yes, the son of Abbas, his name was Abdullah, and he was a master when it came to explaining the noble Quran. Abdullah ibn Abbas. Later on, Abdullah ibn Abbas, he has a son by the name of Ali, and then that Ali has a son by the name of Muhammad, and then later on you find that the Abbasid dynasty, they eventually come out from the progeny of Al-Abbas or Abdullah ibn Abbas, mashaAllah. Abbasun tajirun. What do we know about Abbas? This Abbas we're talking about, he is a tajirun. He is a businessman. He engages in tijara. Tijara, business. Abbasun tajirun ghaniyun. Abbasun tajirun ghaniyun. Abbas is a tajir who is ghani. There's a describing word here, brothers and sisters. Abbasun tajirun ghaniyun. Ghaniyun is a na'at. It's a describing word. It is describing what? It's describing the type of businessman he is. We could have said Abbasun tajirun. Abbas is a businessman. But then we brought in ghaniyun. Ghani, he is rich. Some Maymans, mashallah, they have the surname Ghani. What does Ghani mean? Ghani means rich. Abbasun tajirun ghaniyun. Hamidun mudarrisun. Hamid mudarrisun. Hamidun mudarrisun. Hamid is a teacher. Hamidun mudarrisun jadidun. What type of teacher? Describe the type of teacher he is. Hamidun mudarrisun jadidun. He is a new teacher. In English, we bring the describing word before the word which is described. So we say, he is a tall, intelligent student. He is a tall, intelligent student. We brought the descriptions before student. Whereas in Arabic, you bring student and then you bring the descriptions after that. So here, mudarrisun jadidun, new teacher, but we bring the word new after teacher. Hamidun mudarrisun jadidun. Hamid is a new teacher. Ma hadha? What is this? Hadha tufahun. Hadha tufahun. This is an apple. This is an apple. At-tufahu fakihatun ladhidhatun. At-tufahu, the apple, fakihatun ladhidhatun. It is what? It is a fruit which is tasty. It is a tasty fruit. Fakihatun means fruit. And then ladhidhatun is describing the type of fruit, tasty fruit. And take note, the word ladhidhatun is feminine. Why? Because it's the description for something feminine. Fakihatun is feminine, so ladhidhatun will be feminine. When we are describing Amina, for example, we will not say Amina is jamilun. We'll say Amina jamilatun, because feminine. But if we're describing Ahmed, we would say Ahmadu mudarrisun, teacher. Female, then she is aliyatu mudarrisatun. She is a mudarrisatun. Whereas Ahmed is a mudarrisun, mashallah. Ma thalika? What is that? Thalika usfurun. That is a sparrow. Thalika usfurun. Thalika usfurun. That is a sparrow, mashallah. And then, al usfuru ta'irun saghirun. Al usfuru ta'irun saghirun. The sparrow is a bird small. The sparrow is a small bird. The sparrow is a small bird. Al-usfuru ta'irun saghirun. The sparrow is a small bird. Al-arabiyyatu lughatun sahlatun. The Arabic language, lughatun, language, sahlatun. The Arabic language is easy. Al-arabiyyatu lughatun sahlatun. Repeat, brothers and sisters, until you believe, mashallah. Al-arabiyyatu lughatun sahlatun. Al-arabiyyatu lughatun sahlatun. Al-arabiyyatu lughatun sahlatun. The Arabic language is easy. Al-arabiyyatu lughatun jamilatun. Al-arabiyyatu lughatun jamilatun. Al-arabiyyatu lughatun jamilatun. The Arabic language is beautiful. The Arabic language is beautiful. Ammarun talibun mujtahidun. Ammarun talibun mujtahidun. Ammar is a hardworking student. Ammarun, Ammar. Talibun, student. Mujtahidun, hardworking. Mujtahidun, hardworking. So, Ammarun talibun mujtahidun. When we are describing something masculine, then the description will also be masculine. When we are describing something feminine, then the description will also be feminine. We saw Ammarun talibun mujtahidun. Mujtahidun, he is hardworking. Wa Mahmudun talibun kaslanu. Wa Mahmudun talibun kaslanu. Wa Mahmudun talibun kaslanu. And Mahmud is a lazy student. Kaslanu, lazy. Wa Mahmudun talibun kaslanu. And Mahmud is a lazy student. Man anta? Who are you? Man anta? Who are you? Ana talibun. I'm a student. A anta talibun jadidun? A anta talibun jadidun? أأنت طالب جديد؟ Are you a new student? أأنت, the alif of questioning. أأنت طالب جديد؟ أأنت طالب جديد؟ نعم أنا طالب جديد. نعم أنا طالب جديد. نعم أنا طالب جديد. Yes, I'm a new student. ما شاء الله والحمد لله. So that's the exercise for الدرس التاسع والحمد لله. بإذن الله تعالى, we now move on to the تمارين, the exercises. The first one being اقرأ واكتب. ما معنى اقرأ? What means اقرأ? What does اقرأ mean? اقرأ means to read. اقرأ means to read. محمد طالب قديم. Muhammad is a, you translated brothers and sisters, Muhammadun talibun qadimun. What does that mean? Muhammad is an old student. Muhammad is an old student. Qadim means old. Jadid means new. Jadidun, new. Qadimun, old. Muhammadun talibun qadimun. Muhammad is an old student. Muhammad is an old student. أذلك الرجل, is that man? أذلك الرجل, أذلك الرجل, أذلك الرجل, is that man? There's a difference between ذلك رجل, that is a man, and at the alif and lam, ذلك الرجل, that man, that man, ذلك الرجل, أذلك الرجل, is that man? مدرس جديد, is that man a new teacher? أذلك الرجل مدرس جديد. أذلك الرجل مدرس جديد. أذلك الرجل مدرس جديد. Brothers and sisters, إخوان والأخوات, you need to say it. You need to say it. Your lips need to move. Then you will understand. Then it will become easy بإذن الله تعالى. أذلك الرجل مدرس جديد. لا هو طبيب جديد. لا هو طبيب جديد. No, he is a new doctor. لا هو طبيب جديد. No, he is a new doctor. هو طبيب جديد. He is a new doctor. ممتاز. هذا درس سهل. Number 3. هذا درس سهل. This is an easy lesson. هذا درس سهل. This is an easy lesson. هذا درس سهل. هذا درس سهل. عباس تاجر شهير. Number 4. عباس تاجر شهير. What does شهير mean? شهرة. شهرة, to be famous. شهير, famous. عباس تاجر شهير. عباس is a famous businessman. He is a famous businessman. شهير, ما شاء الله. مشهور, so and so is مشهور. Very famous, ما شاء الله. هذا, or rather, number 5, بلال مهندس كبير. بلال مهندس كبير. بلال مهندس كبير. بلال is a big engineer. بلال is a big engineer. مهندس, engineer. كبير means big. Number 6, الإنكليزية لغة صعبة. الإنكليزية لغة صعبة. English is a difficult language. الإنكليزية لغة صعبة. الإنكليزية لغة صعبة. الإنكليزية لغة صعبة. English is a difficult language. الإنكليزية لغة صعبة. ما شاء الله. So they mention Arabic is an easy language and English is a difficult language. ما شاء الله. Number 7. أأنت رجل غني؟ أأنت رجل غني؟ أأنت, are you, رجل, a man, غني؟ أأنت رجل غني؟ أأنت رجل غني؟ Are you a rich man? أأنت رجل غني؟ لا, أنا رجل فقير. No, I am a poor man. لا, أنا رجل فقير. لا, أنا رجل فقير. لا, أنا رجل فقير. No, I'm a poor man. القاهرة مدينة كبيرة. Number 8. القاهرة. What's القاهرة? Qahira is Cairo. Al-Qahira tu madinatun kabiratun. What does Qahira mean? Qahira means the overpowering one, Jaid. Al-Qa, the victorious one. Al-Qahira tu madinatun kabiratun. Cairo is a big city. Madina means city. Madina means city. And kabiratun means big. Why did we say kabiratun and not kabirun? Because we're describing something feminine. So our description will be feminine. Kabiratun, because we're describing madinatun. MashaAllah. A-anta mudarrisun qadimun? A-anta mudarrisun qadimun? Are you an old teacher? A-anta mudarrisun qadimun? La, ana mudarrisun jadidun. La, ana mudarrisun jadidun. No, I'm a new teacher. Ana mudarrisun jadidun. What are we describing? We are describing mudarrisun. This is our man'ut. Man'ut, the item described. What's our description? Jadidun. That's our na'at. Jadidun is our na'at. Excellent. Number 10. Ahamidun talibun kaslanu. Ahamidun talibun kaslanu. Ahamidun talibun kaslanu. Is Hamid a lazy student? And take note, kaslanu, we didn't say kaslanun. We did not say kaslanun. Why? Because kaslan is a diptote. Why is it a diptote? We will learn that towards the end of book one, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Ahamidun talibun kaslanu. Is Hamid a lazy student? La, huwa talibun mujtahidun. La huwa talibun mujtahidun. No, he is a hardworking student. Huwa talibun mujtahidun. He is a hardworking student. Huwa talibun mujtahidun. He is a hardworking student. Walhamdulillah. Jameel, mashallah. Brothers and sisters, we move on to exercise number 2. And the request from us, ضَعْفِ الْفَرَاغِ فِي الْجُمَلِ الْآتِيَةِ نَعْتًا مُنَاسِبًا. Fill in the blanks with an appropriate describing word. With an appropriate describing word. Jaid, an appropriate adjective. An appropriate adjective. MashaAllah. So they give us number 1. خَدِيجَةُ طَالِبَةٌ. Khadijatu talibatun. Khadija is a student. What type of student? We would say, let's say, beautiful student. Khadijatu talibatun jamilatun. Jamilatun. Khadija is a beautiful student. Or Khadijatu talibatun zakiyatun. Intelligent. Zakiyatun. Clever. Intelligent. Zakiyatun. Or Khadijatu طالبةٌ جديدةٌ. She's new. جديدةٌ. Or let's say she's old. خديجة طالبة قديمة. قديمة. Excellent. Number 2. خالد تاجر. خالد تاجر. خالد is a businessman. What type of businessman? خالد تاجر. غني. Rich. He's a rich businessman. خالد تاجر. Jadidun, he's a new businessman. Khalidun, tajirun, tawilun, he's a tall businessman. Khalidun, tajirun, muslimun, he's a Muslim businessman. MashaAllah. Number 3. Al-Arabiyyatu lughatun. What? Difficult or easy? Al-Arabiyyatu lughatun. Let's go with sahlatun, mashallah. Al-Arabiyyatu lughatun sahlatun. Arabic is an easy language. Lughatun sahlatun. Lughatun is feminine, so we say sahlatun, not sahlun. Al-Arabiyyatu lughatun sahlatun, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the understanding of the Arabic language easy for all of us. Number 4. Al-Usfuru ta'irun. The sparrow is a bird. Sagirat. Al-usfuru ta'irun sagirun. Al-usfuru ta'irun sagirun. The sparrow is a small bird. Al-usfuru ta'irun sagirun. Al-usfuru ta'irun sagirun. MashaAllah. Number 5. At-tufahu fakihatun. The apple, fakihatun, is a fruit. Ladhithatun. tasty. التفاح فاكهة لذيذة. التفاح فاكهة لذيذة. التفاح فاكهة لذيذة. The apple is a tasty fruit. Number six. أنا مدرس جديد. أنا مدرس جديد. I'm a new teacher. أنا مدرس جديد. أنا مدرس جديد. I'm a new teacher. أنا مدرس قديم. I'm an old teacher. أنا مدرس كسلان. I'm a lazy teacher. أنا مدرس مجتهد. I'm a hardworking teacher. ما شاء الله. Number seven. محمد طبيب. محمد طبيب. محمد is a doctor. What type of doctor? غني. محمد طبيب غني. محمد is a rich doctor. محمد طبيب مجتهد. Hard working doctor. Number eight. الإنكليزية. English. لغة. What? صعبة. Say the word صعبة. Difficult. الإنكليزية لغة صعبة. صعبة is feminine because لغة is feminine because we're describing language. English is a difficult, what? Difficult language. MashaAllah. Language is feminine, so difficult will be feminine. أأنت طالب جديد. أأنت طالب جديد. أأنت طالب جديد. Are you a new student? جيد. Number 10, the last one there. القاهرة مدينة كبيرة. القاهرة مدينة كبيرة. القاهرة مدينة كبيرة. القاهرة مدينة كبيرة. That means Cairo is a big city. Cairo is a big city, mashallah. مدينة city. كبيرة big. So Cairo is a big city. والحمد لله. بإذن الله تعالى يا عم. We move on to exercise number 3 inshallah. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. Exercise number 3. They request from us ضع في المكان الخالي في الجمل الآتية منعوتا مناسبا. Here they do not want us to bring a describing word. They do not want us to bring in an adjective. No, they provide the adjectives. They want us to provide the word which is being described. So for example, in English, something is something is a big student. Salman is a big student. Salman is a handsome student. Salman is a rich student. جيد. And so you need to bring in that word student there. So number one, العربية something سهلة. Arabic is something easy. Arabic is a something easy. Arabic is a what easy? Arabic is a what easy? Arabic is a is an easy language. جيد. Easy language. So العربية لغة سهلة. العربية لغة سهلة. العربية لغة سهلة. العربية لغة سهلة. Repeat that 10 times, brothers and sisters. Arabic is an easy language, mashallah. Number 2. أنا something قديم. I am something old. أنا something قديم. I am something old. What? أنا تاجر قديم. I'm an old businessman. أنا طالب قديم. I'm an old student. أنا طبيب قديم. I'm an old doctor. أنا إمام قديم. I'm an old imam. So you need to fill in there either imam or طبيب or تاجر etc. That which is appropriate. Number 3. عمار something غني. عمار something غني. عمار is something rich. What is عمار rich? عمار is a rich businessman. عمار تاجر غني. عمار تاجر غني. عمار تاجر غني. أو عمار طبيب غني. عمار طبيب غني. He's a rich doctor. Number 4. هذا something مكسور. هذا something مكسور. This is something broken. هذا مكتب مكسور. This is a broken table. هذا قلم مكسور. This is a broken pen. هذا قلم مكسور. This is a broken pen. Number five. فيصل. فيصل. Something كسلان. فيصل is something كسلان. فيصل something كسلان. فيصل is a lazy what? Lazy طالب. فيصل طالب كسلان. فيصل طالب كسلان. فيصل طالب كسلان. فيصل is a lazy student. الله مستعان. May Allah make us hardworking students. Number four, exercise number four, inshallah. اقرأ. They request us to read. كسلان. كسلان means lazy. كسلانو, lazy. It is never ever كسلانون. No, it's a diptote. كسلانو, lazy. كسلانو, lazy. Then they have جوعانو. What's جوعانو? Hungry. So كسلانو and جوعانو, they are on the same scale. They are on the scale of فعلانو. فعلانو. كسلانو, lazy. جوعانو, hungry. عطشانو. عطشانو. عطشان means thirsty. أنا عطشانو. I am thirsty. أنا عطشانو. I am thirsty. غضبانو. ما معنى غضبانو? What does غضبانو mean? Angry. سليمانو غضبانو. سليمان is angry. المدرس غضبانو. The teacher is angry. غضبانو angry. ملآنو. ملآنو means to be full. He's eaten a lot, mashallah. Mal'anu, he is full. Huwa mal'anu, he is full, mashallah. And some sentences. Ana jaw'anu. Ana jaw'anu, I am hungry. Ana jaw'anu, I am hungry. A anta jaw'anu, are you hungry? A anta jaw'anu, are you hungry? Ana jaw'anu, a anta jaw'anu, are you hungry? لا أنا عطشان. No, I am thirsty. لا أنا عطشان. No, I am thirsty. Number three. لماذا المدرس غضبان اليوم? لماذا المدرس غضبان اليوم? لماذا المدرس غضبان اليوم? لماذا المدرس غضبان اليوم? Why is the teacher angry? لماذا المدرس غضبان اليوم? لماذا المدرس غضبان اليوم? Why is the teacher angry today? Why is the teacher angry today? لماذا المدرس غضبان اليوم? Why is the teacher angry today? الكوب ملآن. الكوب ملآن. الكوب ملآن. The cup is full. الكوب ملآن. The cup is full. الكوب ملآن. The cup is full. ما شاء الله. الكلمات الجديدة. New words. New words. So the end of 9A. End of 9A. اللغة. The language. اللغة. The language. شهير. Famous. شهير. Famous. المدينة. The city. If it was just مدينة, a city. المدينة, the city. الطائر, الطائر, the bird. الطائر, the bird. اليوم, today. اليوم, today, the day. اليوم, the day, rather. اليوم, the day. كسلان, كسلان, lazy. كسلان, lazy. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الكسل. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you from كسل. كسل means laziness. كسلان, lazy. جوعان, جوعان. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح رأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. No, not that surah. Allah musta'an. شهيد. لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف ليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع. الذي أطعمهم من جوع. The one who gave them food from hunger, fed them, etc. وآمنهم من خوف, and gave them safety from fear. جوعان. الذي what is this? The one who fed them and removed this جوعان, removed this جوع from them, removed this hunger from them. عطشان, عطشان, the one who is thirsty, right? Thirsty. ملآن, the one who is full. غضبان, the one who is angry. غضبان, he's angry. And العصفور, العصفور means the sparrow. العصفور, the sparrow. العصفور, the sparrow. والحمد لله. بإذن الله تعالى, brothers and sisters, with that we have completed 9 alif. 9 alif, inshallah. We will just read through ba. We'll read through the exercise, inshallah. As for the lesson surrounding it, we will continue that in our next majlis. So ba. أين المدرس? Where's the teacher? أين المدرس? Where is the teacher? أين, أين means where. أين المدرس? هو في الفصل. هو means he. هو في الفصل. في is a harf of jar, and so فصل will take a كسرة. It is كسرفied. هو في الفصل. He is in the classroom. وأين المدرس الجديد? And where is the new teacher? وأين المدرس الجديد? وأين المدرس الجديد? وأين المدرس الجديد? And where's the new teacher? هو عند المدير. هو عند. عند means to be with. عند means to be with. هو عند المدير. And this is a ظرف and indicates place or time. And so the word after it will take a كسرة. هو عند المدير. هو عند المدير. So where's the new teacher? He is with the. He is with the principal. أين الطالب الجديد? أين الطالب الجديد? Where's the new student? أين الطالب الجديد? ذهب إلى المكتبة. He went to the library. ذهب إلى المكتبة. ذهب went. He went. إلى المكتبة. إلى حرف of جر. مكتبة مجرور with a كسرة. من ذلك الرجل الطويل? Who is that tall man? من ذلك الرجل الطويل? من ذلك الرجل? Who is that man? الطويل. من ذلك الرجل الطويل? Who's that tall man? الذي هو. الذي important. الذي هو. خرج الآن من المدرسة. Who is that tall man who خرج الآن من المدرسة? Who exited, left now from the school. Who's that tall man who exited now, who went now from the school, who left now from the school? هو مدير الجديد. هو مدير الجديد. He is the new principal. هو المدير الجديد. He is the new principal. ومن الولد الصغير? And who is the little kid? الذي خرج. Who left الآن من الفصل. And who is the little kid who left now from the classroom? ومن الولد الصغير? And who is the little boy? الذي خرج الآن. Who left now. الآن means now. من الفصل. الذي means who, and it can also mean which when we're dealing with non-humans. هو ابن المدير الجديد. هو ابن المدير الجديد. He is the son of the new principal. هو ابن المدير الجديد. هو ابن المدير الجديد. لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة؟ لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة؟ لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة؟ To who belongs that beautiful car? لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة؟ لمن تلك السيارة الجميلة؟ To who belongs that beautiful car? Here. Why here? Because we are talking about car, and car is feminine, so it won't be a هو, it will be here. هي للمدير الجديد. هي للمدير الجديد. It لل. لل means to belong. The lamb of possession. هي للمدير الجديد. هي للمدير الجديد. It belongs to the new principal. لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير. To who belongs this book? This big book. لمن هذا الكتاب الكبير. To who belongs this big book? أو هو للمدرس. Is it the teachers? Does it belong to the teacher? The lamb of possession. Like how we say الحمد لله. All praise is due to Allah, belongs to Allah. لا هو للطالب الجديد. No, it belongs to the new student. هو للطالب الجديد. لا, هو للطالب الجديد. No, it belongs to the new student. أين الملعقة الصغيرة؟ أين الملعقة الصغيرة؟ أين الملعقة الصغيرة؟ Where's the new? Where's the new spoon? Where's the new spoon? Or rather, where's the small spoon? أين الملعقة الصغيرة؟ Where's the small spoon? هي في الكوب. It is in the cup. هي في الكوب. ملعقة is feminine, so هي في الكوب. هي في الكوب. هي في الكوب. أين الكرسي المكسور؟ أين الكرسي المكسور؟ أين الكرسي المكسور؟ Where's the broken chair? Where is the broken chair? هو هناك. It is over there. هناك means over there. هي هناك. Or rather, هو هناك. It is over there. كرسي is masculine. So, هو هناك. It is over there. It is over there. هو هناك. It is over there. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. بإذن الله تعالى, we will stop the Arabic lesson here, inshallah. And we will continue in our next majlis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala record our sitting and our skills of good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge which is beneficial and not knowledge which is not beneficial.